This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 157, Sick Fit, Exercising When You're Under the Weather.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. So I'm busy working on new episodes of the show that I'm really excited about. I have some really great guests lined up and some interesting new topics to share. But in the meantime, I thought the time was right to do a replay of an early episode where I shared some tips on working out when you're sick. You know how it goes. You're into your routine and making some good progress when out of nowhere, you get a cold. Now the question is, should you lay low or work through it? Well, on today's show, you'll discover a simple way when you're sick to determine whether you should exercise or not. 5 reasons why you might want to skip exercising while sick, and some alternative exercises you can do to help you get through a cold if you determine exercise might be just what the doctor ordered.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Now, before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you know what's coming up this week on my new show, Funky Fitness Now. This week, we're talking about some unusual fitness we found in the news. For example, I share a story about a girl in Canada who really is allergic to exercise. And Jessica talks about a new fad from Australia that has people running like bears. You can't make this stuff up. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now. Knee pads, because you're like, hey, I gotta stay up on all fours. I don't want to be a chicken. Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
Now, by the way, if you're not feeling well, be sure to check with your doctor. It's always a good idea to get their okay before you start an exercise or diet plan. Okay, let's get right into it and take a look at working out when you're sick and answer some, you know, common questions people have, like, should you do it at all? Are there times when it's actually a good thing to do? And how do you know if working out would help you or hurt you? All right, let's get right into the 5 reasons that you should skip working out when you're sick. The first one is that you need your energy. Yeah, working out is energizing when you feel good, but when you don't feel good, it can really sap your energy, and you need that in order to beat the bacteria and be victorious over those viruses. So take it easy. Let your body do what it needs to do to fight off those invading armies that are hitting your system. Speaking of your system, working out, strenuous exercise, when you are sick, can actually lower your immune system and make things worse. This is what happened to me. When I went back to the gym too soon, started working out, the next day my symptoms were 2 or 3 times worse than they were before because my immune system was actually weaker. And I think going back too soon really cost me another week of missing out on my workout and struggling to get through the cold and get better. This is just not cool. If you are working out in a gym or in an enclosed area with other people and you are sick, you are potentially infecting them. You know, you're sneezing and coughing and sweating all over the stuff, and that's just not good form. So it's another reason just to stay home. Think about the other people. Working out can also raise your internal temperature, and if you are running a fever, that can be a dangerous thing. So you definitely want to avoid working out if you have a fever or muscle aches or you just feel fatigued. And you know, mom is always right, so listen to your mom. Sometimes you just need your rest. Just take a couple of days off, rest and recuperate and feel better, and then when you go back to your workout routine, you can go back stronger than ever. So let's talk about how to tell whether or not working out will be helpful or hurtful for you. There's a nifty little thing that you can do called a neck check. And what this is, you know, doctors and exercise experts say that if your symptoms are above the neck, then working out is okay. So if you have symptoms like a stuffy nose or a minor sore throat or sneezing, generally, it's okay for you to continue with your workout routine. You still might want to dial it back a little bit, but working out is going to be okay for you. Now, if your symptoms are below the neck, then the recommendation is no workout. So this is symptoms like diarrhea. And quite frankly, I have no idea who would want to go work out if you were experiencing that, but it's on the list. So we'll talk about it. Chest congestion, cough, upset stomach, any of those things, you shouldn't be working out. Also, like we said before, if you're running a fever, if you are fatigued, or if you have muscle aches, no soup for you. Okay, that was just a Seinfeld reference. You can probably have soup, just no exercise. Run-of-the-mill, if you have a run-of-the-mill cold, just something that's a very common cold, again, the head stuff, the sneezing, the coughing, then exercise is generally okay, and it may actually even help to relieve some of that congestion. It may kind of open up your nasal cavities and that sort of thing and make the situation better for you. So if you do decide that exercise is going to be okay, there's a couple of things that you might want to consider, and that is reduce your exercise intensity. So if you're someone that typically runs for 30 minutes, maybe you want to go for a 15-minute walk instead. And also reduce the length of time that you're exercising. Just kind of take it easy on yourself. Don't really push hard. Some other things you could do is you could try yoga, Pilates, maybe Tai Chi, something like that. I found a really good yoga program, and I'll have a link in the show notes for this video that you can do when you're feeling a little bit under the weather. And again, it kind of helps you open up some of your congestion. In the end, the best thing to do is listen to your body, check with your doctor, see what your doctor recommends, get some rest so that you can feel better sooner than later. So I hope you got some valuable tips you can use to get past your cold in good shape. As you know, Outside Health and Fitness is free and supported by our listeners. If you find value in the information that we share and would like to help out, I would really appreciate it. You know, even a few dollars a month goes a long way. In fact, I've set up some really cool rewards for fans of the show, like advanced episodes, behind-the-scenes video, and bonus content. Levels start as low as a dollar a month. That's like 25 cents an episode. So check them out at outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. And thank you so much for helping out. You can also find a link to your Patreon support page in the show notes for this episode at outsidehealthandfitness.com/157. And there's a free link to that yoga series from Yoga with Adrian. So be sure to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/157. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.